Sarah Foster praises Trump for apprehending Maduro. Venezuela is liberated today, truly. By Simon Kent on January 5, 2026. The successful U.S. capture of Venezuela's illegitimate socialist dictator, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife, Cilia Flores, should be celebrated as a moment of freedom for the beleaguered country, actress Sarah Foster said Sunday. She admitted that although she voted for Democratic nominee Kamala Harris, she has no problem crediting President Donald Trump for the action. The daughter of music legend David Foster used a succession of social media posts to admit she's been helping families in Venezuela for more than a decade. Sarah Foster encouraged her followers to learn about the conditions people have been surviving under Maduro's punitive regime, the NY Post was first to report. "People are just addicted to being mad," Foster shared on X while mad. "Venezuela is happy for the first time in 25 years. I did not vote for Trump," Foster began her video. "Not that I was excited to vote for Kamala, but I did." She continued, "But what I have done is facilitate food, medicine, basic essentials for children in Venezuela for over 10 years. I have developed close relationships with families there. With mothers there who have watched their children die because you cannot imagine the conditions in Venezuela." The favorite daughter designer pleaded with her followers, "You cannot imagine parents unable to get the basic essentials for their children. I spoke to families, to mothers who watched their children die on the floors of their home. Cannot imagine. I've been posting about Maduro and the state of Venezuela for a very long time, over 10 years. So, before you sit and criticize, and I can't pretend to know how this will impact America," she said. "I'm honestly just so focused on the relief I feel for the people of Venezuela. So before you want to criticize this and make this a Trump thing, look into the conditions and the quality of life for how people have been surviving and living in Venezuela. Venezuela is not occupied today. Venezuela is liberated today, truly. Learn about it, read about it." Sarah Foster added, "Again, I am not saying that this isn't the oil, all that. Okay? Maybe it is? Maybe it is truly sinister. But for the people of Venezuela today, this is a good thing. This is a good thing." Related, President Trump, running Venezuela is America first. As Breitbart News reported, Maduro and his wife Cilia Flores were captured and flown out of the country on Saturday night after a series of explosions hit Caracas. The United States of America has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. "This operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement," President Trump said in a Truth Social statement confirming the successful action. U.S. courts accused Maduro in 2020 of being a leading figure, if not the leader of, the Cartel of the Suns, an international cocaine trafficking operation led by top members of the despotic Venezuelan regime that for years sought to flood the United States with cocaine to harm its people. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.